Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Kirk Whalum, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
You're listening to 91.7 FM WYXR. This is the audio box with Devin Jermaine. I got a special guest with me. Want to say hi, Andre?
Yes, sir. What's up, Devin?
How's it going, man?
It's good. It's good. Look at you. You got me back on my, doing radio. My radio roots. It feels good to be back.
Yeah. So, what do you do for radio and podcast stuff, Andre?
I mean, you know, I have my own little show, you know, going into my fourth season. I'm in my third season now, Andre the Podcast. Look it up. We talk about a little of everything, you know, some serious topics like we talk about issues from domestic violence and other things like music as well. So just listen.
And sports, too.
Yeah, sports. Sports. Can't miss that.
Hey, speaking of sports, you know, I saw the GOAT. I saw the GOAT last week.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was that last week? Because the Lakers played the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they played them this week, too.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
How do you feel?
LeBron did that triple-double the other day. Ooh. Man, he's the GOAT, man.
Yes, sir. He the GOAT now.
Do you think he's the GOAT?
Yes, but you know, there are others who could be proclaimed the GOAT, but I say he's the GOAT.
It's like, it's at the turning point period. Because it's like, okay, people are like, is it MJ or is it LeBron?
Right.
But it's kind of at the area where a lot of people or a lot of players are saying
today's generation would say it's LeBron, but if you go back, people would say it's MJ.
Yeah, it's crazy how the generation stuff works.
Yeah, so yeah, I believe he's a GOAT, but I also believe MJ is a GOAT as well. So
yeah, that's the thing, because I'm stuck now. Yeah, I'm at that period where I'm stuck. But of course, if I'm arguing with someone who's older than me, they'll be like, you didn't see Jordan play. I said, I got the YouTube videos.
Right.
I'm like, have y'all seen LeBron play? Some of them have,
but they still don't say MJ.
Yeah.
Anyway, so,
yeah.
Because that's what they grew up with. So.
But hey, I will say, LeBron is the most versatile player.
There you go.
Top scorer of all time. Top 5 in assists.
Right.
I think he's almost top 30 in rebounds. But
facts. Who else can say that they have their son playing with them on a team? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting on him for that, but I mean, I don't know. If you had a son, what would you do? I don't know.
If my son would want to play, we're going to do our thing now.
Glad he's okay, too, because, you know, he had that cardiac arrest, too.
Right, yeah, that's pretty scary. Man. That's pretty scary.
But yeah, anyway, we're going to get into some music.
Yes, sir.
Talking about LeBron. But yeah, stay tuned, everybody. We got some great music coming up for you. And we'll be back soon. Check out some good music. Here we go.
Thank you. La vida se renueva aquí. Así es el calor. programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from Arts Memphis, who has invested $94 million into our local arts community to teach, uplift, unite, and engage Memphians of all ages and zip codes.
Programming for WYXR is brought to you by a grant from the Hyde Family Foundation, who is committed to creating a better future for the city of Memphis by supporting initiatives that enrich our city's cultural landscape.
LRK is proud to support the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, a nationally recognized full-service architectural planning and interior design firm. LRK has advanced to the built environment in the city of Memphis for over 40 years. Learn more about how LRK can bring your ideas to life at lrk.com.
I'm Patrick Tamburino, host of the Techno Strategist podcast. Join me as we navigate the ever-evolving world of IT managed services and beyond. We'll explore everything from selecting the ideal tech partner to the forefront of cutting-edge technologies, all infused with my own unique perspective and hopefully a touch of humor. Don't forget to tune in to the Techno Strategist on the WYXR Podcast Network. For more information, head over to WYXR.org.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by Sound.
You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR. This is the audio box of Devin Jermaine. And my special guest.
Yes, sir. It's your guy, Dre Lacy. What's up?
Oh, you said Dre this time. Okay.
Yes, sir. Andre, Dre, whatever.
Yeah.
I insert all both, so that's fine. That's fine. But yo,
yeah, my
Devin.
Nickname is Dev.
Yeah.
Someone used to call me Dev Dev. I don't know how to feel about that one.
Who used to call you Dev Dev?
Someone I knew.
Oh, okay. It wasn't nobody at Memphis.
No, it wasn't anybody at Memphis.
Okay.
Speaking of Memphis, man, we met during a crazy time, man.
Yeah, we did.
Met during the pandemic.
We met during the pandemic.
The height of it.
First class, very first class, post-pandemic. We had Broadcasting One.
Yep.
Devin was a lot more quiet than he is.
What? Me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes, you
quiet.
Were. Yes, you were. Yes, you
me
were.
Me quiet. What?
You used to sit in the corner by yourself. Yes.
Yeah. Dang it. Ray, really?
Yeah. You used to sit in the front, in the corner.
No. Oh, he has to be so quiet. I wouldn't raise
you
my hand or anything.
No, you would not. It took our professor calling on you for you to answer. You did. You
said
nothing.
Crap. I was like, oh, she called on me.
He would say nothing, but we got him out of his box now. And so now
I got the audio box.
There you go.
Man. But yeah, I wasn't even supposed to be in that class either. I think I told you that.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, you did not.
I was not supposed to be in that class. They got my concentration mixed up.
Oh.
They put me on the broadcast. I was not broadcast. I was creating mass media. So I was with my, was it advisor? I forget words sometimes.
Yeah,
so advisor. I was with my advisor and he said, oh, because he said I need to do broadcast too. I said, I need to do broadcast too as well. He said, oh, we have you under the wrong concentration. I said, oh, wow. But hey, it worked out because I do video now.
Yeah. You do video. You've done radio. The only thing you didn't do there was anchor. We couldn't get you on the anchor there.
Anchor, oh my gosh. Because, yeah, you anchored too.
Yeah, I did. My first anchoring, I did. My first anchoring opportunity, my prompter was out. So I had to do scribbly paper up and down looking at the camera. That was, they're like, you made it look like such a pro. And I was like, I'm not a pro. I did what I could. So So yeah, no.
Man.
Yeah.
Speaking of U of M, I'm about to play an artist from. U of M.
All right.
Yeah, Elena. So we took two classes together. We talked a little bit, but I had no idea that she did music. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But she contacted me. Then she released her album today.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, and that one was really good. It's a mixture of pop, bedroom pop, some alternative elements in it. I hear a little country twang in it as well.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I've never heard of bedroom pop.
Yeah, I'm about to play the lead single from it, okay. What I Want. But yeah, Elena, if you're listening, hi.
Hello.
But yeah, I guess I'll get into the song.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR. This is the Audio Box, Devin Jermaine. Sorry, I had to do a dramatic pause. Here we go. Oh, here we go, everybody.
Love. Tiempo, que esta canción dure mi vida entera. tu pánico en escena y sostenerte la mirada me quema. Pero que vivas con mi amor corriendo por tus venas es por robarme el corazón tu condena. Y es que al fin, si te casas con un loco, vas a ver que es la magia poco a poco. No podrás distinguir entre besos y palabras. Un te quiero no me alcanza, dame todo, di que sí. Y si bailamos, tan solo bailamos. Y si tus pies nuestra historia escribieras, como si fuera hasta el final de un cuento y nadie más en el mundo existiera. Voy a rogarle sin descanso al tiempo que esta canción dure mi vida entera. Que esta canción dure mi vida entera. Y es que al fin, si lo piensas, no es tan loco. Oh, dame todo, dame todo.
In my head, my words are loud as thunder, but I don't say them. I'm scared they'll lose their power, so you'll never know I'm alone. Take my lungs away.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Old Dominic Distillery. Pure Memphis whiskeys, vodkas, and gin, all made in downtown Memphis. More information about Old Dominic and the distillery at olddominic.com.
In today's fast-paced digital world, support for community radio can't be raised by sound alone. St. Francis Elevator Ride is proud to support Raised by Sound Fest by making it an experience you can't just hear. You can see.
Grinder Tabor Grinder Commercial Construction Contractors is proud to support the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival. As the builder of Crosstown Concourse, Grinder Tabor Grinder supports WYXR's shared goals of building community, whether through the music we enjoy together or the spaces that bring us together. More information at grindertabor.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Team Clean. With more than 22 years of experience, Team Clean provides services for home, work, or studio space. Biodegradable cleaning products mixed with common sense and tailored to each client's needs. Estimates and information at weareteamclean.com.
Hi, it's LZ. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? You're listening to 91.7 FM WYXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Germain. And of course, I'm here with my special guest, my friend, man of the hour on this radio show, the Audio Box.
Yes, sir. It's your guy, Dre Lacy, Andre Lacy. Oh, God.
And of course, WYXR is a non-profit station, so... You know, if you want to support us and all that we do, because again, it's through you guys that we're able to run this station and that we've been around for over 4 years, you can go to WYXR.org, click on the donate button. Then, of course, you know, we hold different events, we do different stuff. And one of the things that we're doing next month is Raised by Soundfest on December 7th here at Crosstown Concourse. And we'll be having free live music from 1 to 6:30 p.m. So we'll have the Blue Tongue Review, Foster Falls, Heartbreak Hill Trio, Cutworms, Hooray for the Riff Raff. Man, that's a good lineup. Then, of course, the main act is going to be Jay Spaceman and John Coxon, A Spiritualized. They'll be performing a live score to William Eggleton's Stranded in Cardin. I struggle with my words sometimes, Andre.
It's
as
all right.
You see.
It's all right.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want more information, you can go to racebysoundfest.com. So, Andre, we were talking about Cheerios and the moment that we had at the college radio station at U of M.
So Devin decided to tell us, we were talking about cereal that we like, and Devin said, just plain Cheerios. And is it true, if I remember correctly, you said plain Cheerios with no milk?
Oh yeah, I can do that.
And we were all like, you eat dry Cheerios.
He said, with sugar, right? I said, no.
And this man said, no. That's like eating Rice Chex without sugar.
What's wrong with that?
Devin, you are just putting yourself further in a hole. Oh my goodness. This man said he can eat Chex without sugar. Like the cereal with no sugar.
Hey, I'll take it.
Devin.
See, okay, here's the thing. I did not know when people said Cheerios, they automatically assume Honey Nut Cheerios. When was that a thing?
You said Cheerios. We all thought Honey Nut Cheerios. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Honey Nut Cheerios. It's good, and it's good for your heart. This man said plain Cheerios is good for you too.
It's good for the heart too.
It is good for the heart too. However, I don't know very many people in our age demographic that eat plain Cheerios with no sugar or plain Rice Chex with no sugar. That's like eating like grits with no butter and no sugar.
I guess I have that certain je ne sais quoi, you know?
You know what? I guess you do, because it can't be me, because I'm not going to finish it. And it wasn't just me. All of us in the radio station were like on him, like, Devin, come on now.
They were hopping on me, guys.
He's talking about, I should have walked out.
I should have walked out, because I don't know what they said to you. I can't remember what they said about you. You just walked out. They were like, no, come back, Andre.
Like, I'm out.
So, no,
I'm out. Nope. You got one time. I'm out. So, no.
Dang, what did they say, though?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Because I walked out.
They were talking about food for the whole time, too.
Yes. Well, we like food. We eat. So, but this man said Cheerios. Plain Cheerios.
You know? It's good to me. And it's good for me.
It's good for you. So make that together. Devin, you can add a little sugar sometimes. You can add a little sugar sometimes. Sometimes. I'm not saying you have to put it in there all the time, but sometimes it won't hurt. Add a little flavor to it.
I have enough flavor in it.
I'm done.
Anywho, I guess we'll get back into some more music. Dang, we got about 15 minutes left. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah.
Time went by really quick.
Yeah, when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah. That is what they say, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Interesting. Anyway, let's get into some music. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine and Dre Lacey. Here we go.
We'll be right back. que burle el lugar donde busco mi paz, es donde estás. Me dormí con lágrimas mojadas, esperando mi séptimo sueño a ver si en ella remas. Me dormí para poder escaparme, esquivando pensarte para yo sanar, poder descansar. Peace. It's time, take a chance.
Just do it. Do it. I'm going to do it. My time is up. Audio box out. Ah, dang, I gotta do the intro. Swishing the glide. Okay, I did the bad on purpose that time. Don't rate it. Don't rate this up. Yeah. Swishing the Glide is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. We'll see you. We'll see you next week.